The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. Shame. Now there's an old word. One of the many words one might use to describe what the dictionary calls the condition of being held in low regard. Shame. Its origins, say the experts, are Germanic, but the specific details of who said what when and who first heard the word from who and said it again are unattested, which means that no one has found old Germanic documents where earlier forms of the word shame have been written down. Given what people do say today in Germanic languages, however, scholars surmise that the word shame must have been used and shared since long ago, handed down through generations from mouth to ear, the kind of word that was not written by people with the education, means, and refinement to write. Shame on you. Prior to the Middle English period, you might not have been able to say that on the radio. The condition of being held in low regard. Shame is the painful emotion associated with it. Shame is a capacity for guilt, embarrassment, and dishonor. Shame is debasement, condemnation, the absence of chastity in a female. Great disappointment. See synonyms at disgrace. Ignominy is ignominious. The num in the middle is your good name, and the ig means it's ignited, burned up, and gone, turning you ignoble. Opprobrium is shame with an extra measure of vilification. To make obloquy, add abuse. Low regard. It's painful. A pain that most of us have a capacity for, even when we try not to. So it's interesting to watch how otherwise intelligent people heap it on when they so dislike an idea its mere existence is despicable. Ideas presented not to discuss, but to disdain. Take, for example, Robert M. Sapolsky, a researcher of baboons and recipient of a MacArthur Foundation Genius Grant, who, in his book Monkey Love, waves away every critique of technological medicine by comparing a polio vaccine to, quote, having a pediatrician do a ceremony with some fetish gigaw and goat innards to please the poliodibic, unquote. Sapolsky is so dismissive of any mind not entrained with his own that he even mocks readers who might have misunderstood a preceding paragraph. Or try to get taken seriously as a hippie. Or more likely, just a hippie. You know, unwashed hippies, lost in the 60s, daft from early LSD experience. Hippies, smoking pot and longing for flashbacks. You think everyone wants to sit on dirt floors and munch granola? I can smell the patchouli now. What else is laughable and dumb? Storing money in a mattress? Storing gold in the ground? People who gesticulate and talk to other people the rest of us can't see? Being an unmarried adult person devoted to your mother? Having too many sexual partners? Not believing in evolution? Every time you mock something, it's a little bit scary, because you might say the name of something you're hiding from yourself. That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.